power.
Power to the people.
No unity, no power. White power for white people. Black power for black people. 1967. The Black Panther Party. The movement. Freedom.
Let's talk about freedom.
We will not bow down to racism. We will not bow down to injustice. We will not bow down to exploitation. I'm gonna stay.
I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, and I are Jesus Christ's new name, and these are last days of judgment in Babylon. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 8th, 2015. That was the theme from the movie Panther. Freedom was the theme from the 1995 movie Panther. I'm trying to see the producer of that movie. I can't see his name. Just Google it and find out the producer of the movie. This is the theme from the soundtrack, featuring beautiful black women, featuring women like Ayila, who is not with us in the physical, Vanessa Williams, Mary J. Blige, MC Light, Coco, In Vogue, SWC, TLC, Monica, Nuff Woman. Why did I tune in on women all of a sudden? Because March 8th is International Women's Day, and women all over the earth are taking the whole month of March to say the whole month is the month for women. As February is Black History Month, March is Women's History Month. And women all over the earth suffering violence from this system. Look at religion. Look at how the modern day misrepresentation of Islam, the modern day misrepresentation of Christianity, the modern day misrepresentation of Judaism, the modern day misrepresentation of the religions of the earth do not want the woman to preach, do not want the woman to hold high positions in religion, do not want the woman to be bishop, do not want the woman to be pastor. She has to be an evangelist and a missionary, depending on your churchical denomination. That is, didn't those women say freedom for my mind, freedom for my body, freedom for my soul? The system beating the woman down spiritually, beating the woman down mentally, beating the woman down physically and morally and emotionally and ethically. But the universe is here to feed the woman, make her fat on the universe spiritually, mentally, and morally. Make her so that she can produce great and magnanimous works. See, the ancient Africans, and we don't know the beginning of the history of the African. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you find the beginning of the black man and woman, you find the beginning of God. And the beginning of God is no beginning, it's eternity. We are eternal from the eternal one. We taught in the ancient days a matriarchal type of society according to, let me write this name down, the true history of Egypt, the pyramid code, with many scholars such as Robert Bavall, who wrote the book Black Genesis and wrote the book Imhotep, the constructor of the universe, something like that. But Imhotep the African, that's Robert Bavall, and other scholars were talking about that ancient Kemet, Egypt, ancient society that was matriarchal. Now, normally, when I think of matriarchy and matriarchal, I think of, okay, women dominating and men subjugated. Today is patriarchal, men dominating, women subjugated. Matriarchal was my thinking, women dominating, men subjugated. But they pointed out that matriarchy means, no, recognize the woman, the womb, as the mother of all, and thereby instituting masculine, feminine equality. Because the womb of the mother, which represents the womb of the universe, and that sperm, that seed of life, germ of life, represents the water's melanin of noon, dark energy, dark matter, feeds the masculine and the feminine equally and feeds abundantly. And so when we look at religion, when we look at society, when we look at government, there's the beating down of the woman. And in government, if you are a woman elevated to Secretary of State, such as Hillary Clinton, then you must be a killer. That woman, Hillary Clinton, is a killer. In the Obama administration, she helped Obama to orchestrate the assassination of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya and the death and destruction of countless numbers of black African people in Libya, and allowed Libya to be under the control of Al-Qaeda as we speak. So if you rise up in their society, they want you to be a killer like Hillary Clinton. Originally in Africa, women and men had equal status. Women could purchase land. Women could go for divorce if they desired, just like the man could. Women could own property. Women had high priest status and government status. You had women as queens and a woman or two as a king, because there was that transitioning into a male-dominated society. So a woman like Hatshepsut, who began as a queen, then began to wear masculine clothing to pass off as a king because the society had turned. But in the ancient days, there was absolute equality amongst the genders. And so we say in the month of woman's history, March, that the woman must be elevated in the way that the universe has dictated that she should be elevated, to feed from every facet of the universe, so that she, as the Africans taught, as the first teacher in the home, the first doctor in the home, the first scientist in the home, administering spiritual, mental, moral, and physical science to the whole family, the woman must be fed educationally, health, living wage, etc., from the universe, so that she may do what she has been ordained to do. The universe is here to feed us. In the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heaven and the earth. Heaven is this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H-8064, Shemayim.
This word, Shemayim, is masculine because it's dealing with those fixtures in the universe, and the fixtures are masculine because the fixtures are mass, matter, and material. The definitions are heaven, heavens, sky, visible heavens, sky, the abode of the stars, the visible universe, the sky, atmosphere, heaven as the abode of God. Then it talks about in the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon that the firmament, the heaven, is from an unused singular Arab and Ethiopian word from a root that has to do with the firmament, which seems to be spread out like a vault over the globe as supported on foundations and columns. So we're talking about the sun spreading the waters of noon all over the universe, the earth included, all the planets, all the fixtures, all the stars, and etc. And they all seem to be suspended in animation, suspended as if held up by columns. And so that's why it is important to understand you have atum, or the crystals, which is the atom, but the atum, the crystals, has the sacred and divine feminine, and the sacred and divine feminine is the electron in the atom. Atum is the proton carrying out the masculine function. Ma'at is the electron carrying out the feminine function, and Ma'at, represented by the black woman with wings in Meduneter, holy writing, holy speech, that they call hieroglyphics. Ma'at represents balance, reciprocity, order, truth, justice, and righteousness. And Atum is the worker bringing about order, bringing about tranquility out of disorder and chaos. So the masculine and feminine working together, and these principles are the righteous principles that hold all the fixtures in the universe in their place, moving them in their place, in their orbits. This is absolutely science, sisters and brothers. The heaven and the earth. And so the earth here is feminine noon. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H-776. Eretz. Eretz.
Eretz, African Hebrew word for the earth. Feminine noon, the land, the earth, as opposed to a part. The whole earth as opposed to a part. The earth as opposed to heaven. The earth and the inhabitants. The land broken down into country, territory, district, region, tribal territory, piece of land, land of Canaan, land of Israel, inhabitants of land, Sheol, the land without return, the underworld. Now I'm going to pause there, because we've been talking about this reality. Job chapter 1 verse 21 talks about going back to the womb naked from whence he came. Naked came I forth from the womb of my mother, and naked shall I return. Now, sisters and brothers, that word womb is translated as or defined as Sheol or Hades or hell. That's the womb. That's the, remember in Psalm 63 or Psalm 64, and definitely Psalms 139, where the lower parts of the earth and the lowest parts of the earth are the fire water, the fire hydrogen, the fire reality, the womb housing that fire from whence we all come, the womb housing the water's melanin of noon, that hydrogen, fire, dark energy, dark matter. The lowest regions of the earth are called Sheol and Hades and hell and fire associated with that portion of the earth, because of fire associated, you get the words hell and Hades and Sheol. But that's where we began. That's not evil. That's our beginning in the birth process. We are scientists. And scientifically, we began in, symbolically and scientifically, in the lowest regions. The teaching was the universe as an egg, okay? The highest heights is the heaven. Can't measure it. The lowest portion is the lowest portion of the earth. So far down, you can't measure it. The whole universe as an egg, and our beginning is in the womb of the earth, in the fire, in the water, in that womb that Job says he came forth naked and shall return naked. That David said in Psalm 64 and Psalm 139 that in the lowest regions of the earth we were formed as the members of Christ's mystical body. We were formed in that lowest region of the earth, in the womb of Mother Earth, housing those waters, melanin of noon, from whence we come. The same water that Yahushua in St. John chapter 3 said we must be born of the water and born of the Spirit. And Spirit is Ruach in the Old Testament, feminine, our mother, representing the universe as mother and representing this womb in the earth as mother. And so, Mother Earth, Sheol, that womb from whence we come, that womb that gave birth to those waters in the universe as the sun, and the sun transforming those waters, giving us space and time, giving us heaven. Heaven is space. And now we have space and time. And now we have the fixtures of the universe transformed by the power of the sun, the power of light, the power of fire. Do we understand, sisters and brothers? This is wonderful science when we understand. I'm more correct now, and I hope to be more correct next year and next month and tomorrow and next week. So, in the beginning, which is the birth of the sun 4.5 billion years ago, the birth of the sun is the beginning. the birth of the Son is the one born from the zero. The birth of the Son is Christ, the firstborn of creation. In the beginning, in the one, is the process now of transforming the waters, the gods and the goddesses, all the masculine, feminine, vibration, energy, frequency, spirits of the universe, your element table, 103 atomic crystals, table elements in the table of elements, all of these having masculine, feminine vibration, frequency. These are the gods and the goddesses. You and I are gods and goddesses in human flesh, now able to institute such science in our lives. The gods and the goddesses formed, created, fashioned. That's the Son now, using all of the gods and the goddesses, the elements, etc., the spirit, energy, entity, wave, forces of the universe, now being utilized by the firstborn Son, disc, golden Sun, and from this using of all the energy frequencies is the creation and forming of mass and matter, and the process of earth and heaven being formed and instituted. But now, after verse 1, the Genesis jumps back before all of that which we described in verse 1. Verse 1 starts you in the birth of the Son and what the Son did in transforming the waters and the vibration and the energy and the frequencies and the spirit energy entities and the usage of all the spirit energy entities in the creation of the heaven and the earth by the transforming of the waters into the mass matter material universe. Now verse 2 takes us before verse 1. Isn't that interesting? See, I could not understand this last year. But through constant studying and constant thinking and constant investigation and through David's writing, that African metaphysician, meta-scientist in Psalm 64 and Psalm 139, and the movie Lucy, helping me to understand that it is the birth of the Son, and the Son institutes time and space because of the power of the field of light, the power of fire, the power of the Sun. Now, before the Sun, before the birth of the Sun 4.5 billion years ago, you just have eternity, and that's it. But now with the Sun comes the ability to measure time. Now you have the institution of time and space. And these two words, time and space, are the definition of the word beginning. But now verse 2 takes us before 4.5 billion years ago. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1 takes us before the birth of the Sun disk. So, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This is describing that prenatal care, you might say. Prenatal care has to do with all that the mother experiences and goes through with caring for that newly conceived child. The seed of life that is called sperm, emitted into the sacred divine womb of the sacred divine feminine female woman, mother, that came from the sacred divine phallus, from the sacred divine masculine male man father. That baby going through the embryonic stage, fetus, etc., first trimester, is that little cell, that little egg, that cell, one cell, then splitting and splitting and splitting. And eventually, first trimester, second trimester, along the way, baby formed. You can see the baby formed, but not complete yet. Not ready for birth yet. Feet, toes, fingers, hands, genitalia, heart, blood, vessels, nervous system, all the circulatory systems, eyes, nose, ears, mouth, gums, teeth too, yeah. No, gums, and then later on teeth come in. But gums, lips, etc. That is the process that's prenatal, that's pre-birth. That's the process before the process. So when we see the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, that's the prenatal care. Oh, I love understanding scripture. Verse 1 talks about the actual birth of the Son and the Son instituting time and space. Verse 2 takes you before the birth of the Son into the prenatal care. And the earth, remember we saw the earth as Eretz, feminine noun or feminine noon. The earth in verse 2 is without form. The word form. Let's take our time with this. I've been wanting to preach Genesis again for a very long time, but I could not because I yet had misunderstanding. But now we have more understanding. Without form is this word.
Strong's H8414, tohu, tohu.
This word is a masculine noon. The earth, which is feminine noon, was without form, which is masculine noon. So is that talking about how in the womb of the mother all begin as feminine? And then there's when there's to be a male born, then the feminine turns to masculine. There's a shifting of the chromosomes from exclusively Y to XY. From exclusively X. The X chromosome is the feminine. The X is the feminine. Then there's a transition from the X to the Y to make masculine. So the earth, feminine, and without form is masculine. But the definitions are formlessness, confusion, unreality, emptiness, formlessness of primeval earth. Now, primeval, let me see that definition. I'm going to take my sweet time because this is so interesting to me as I go back over this. Primeval, has to do with the earliest ages in the history of the world. That time, antediluvian, primordial, that first order, that original order. See, we're talking about the waters of noon, the womb of Nanet, dark energy, dark matter, that original time of the universe, which is not time, but is eternity, that was peaceful and tranquil. Before the deluge, Jesus, Yahushua, said, born of the water and the spirit. The water is defined as that main element from which the world came that was before the deluge. And then the world was compacted. I'm paraphrasing it, but that word water is the original hydrogen, fire, water from whence we all come, housed in the womb of the universe or the womb of Earth or that lowest portion of the Earth from whence we come. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.